Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathleen McLaughlin. When you look out on a big river, you may see barges, water skiers, pontoons, fishermen, sailboats, scullers, and paddleboarders. It can sometimes look pretty chaotic. Have you ever wondered how they know where to go to stay in the channel, and how they keep from colliding with each other? That was the topic of a recent Channel Cat Talk that was one of several excellent programs the River Action Organization provided this summer. The most important rule for boaters is not to be in an accident. That may sound at once obvious and at the same time also like quite a challenge. If you look at the Mississippi, you'll see that the main channel has red and green buoys where it may not be obvious that parts of the river may not be deep enough. Have you ever noticed that not only are they different colors, but they're different shapes? The red ones are square and the green ones are more pointed, ensuring that they can be identified even when the color can't be seen. Boaters use a mnemonic, red, right, returning. Historically, when you would take your harvest to market, you headed downriver. Returning, you would head back upriver. So when heading upriver, the red buoy needs to be on your right. Downriver, it's the opposite. If a boat is big enough, then it also needs lights. Another mnemonic, a boat has a long side and a short side. Right is a longer word than left. Starboard is a longer word than port, and green is a longer word than red. On a boat's starboard or right side, the light is green. On the port or left side, the light is red. If two boats are approaching each other, the one that sees the green light on the other boat has the right of way. This may remind you of something. The idea of red and green traffic lights and some other basic rules of the road come from boating. According to our speaker, this use of green and red lights began with the Phoenicians. But remember the important rule? What if following all the rules and doing everything by the book, you are hit by another boat? Culpability is shared and divided based on the actual events. Someone hits you when you had the right of way and doing everything right? At a minimum, you'll share 10% of the responsibility for the accident by virtue of not having managed to prevent it happening at all. Now that you understand the rules and terms, enjoy your next river adventure. For me, I think I'll continue to enjoy it with someone else at the helm.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.